Hello and welcome to episode 4 of Panic and Hope. For those of you who have been listening to my other free diary entries, you probably realise that I said the name of this podcast wrong in the last episode. Sorry about that. Sort of a basic error, really. But yeah, the name of this show is Panic and Hope. So yeah. Right, today I'm going to talk about panic attacks. I realised that even though my whole the whole point of these podcasts were to talk about panic attacks, I haven't actually spoken about my panic attacks and what they feel like for me inside. So basically, a panic attack for me, it's really weird in my mind. As you know, my biggest fear is being sick or gagging or dry heaving, anything to do with my throat. And in my mind, I think that a panic attack is when I start gagging. I don't realise that the build-up to feeling that I'm going to gag is actually the panic attack. Like the fear, the apprehension, the nervousness, the sweating, the clenching my fists, just feeling so tense inside. That's the actual panic attack. I forget that when I'm having one. I think that I'm not having a panic attack until I gag. Which may sound a bit silly. And it is silly. It's stupid. Yesterday, I had my first therapy session. First one ever. And it went good. It was good. The woman who I spoke to, she was very... some stuff she said was very interesting. It wasn't really what I wanted. What I wanted was a therapy session where... I could just talk about how I feel inside, like my emotions, what my mind tells me and stuff like that. But it wasn't really that sort of thing. It was basically this woman was telling me that my fear of gagging is not important. I've added all these different symptoms of fear together into one big ball of fear, which I can understand that. Yeah, I think that's true. And she described panic as a beach ball. She said to imagine me in a swimming pool and a beach ball floating towards you. When you try and get away from it, when you try, like, you know, to avoid situations or take things to make you feel safer, all you're doing is pushing the balloon, beach ball under the water. To get rid of it. And you think you're getting rid of it, but you're not. It's still there under the surface trying to force its way back up again. And she said the best way to deal with panic is to just accept it. Just realise it's... Well, using what she said. It's just a beach ball. It's not going to hurt you. Just accept it. Everyone gets anxiety. And it will pass. And it's a bit... I know it's fair enough her saying that, but actually being in that situation is different. But I'm going to try and work on it. I mean, it just seems like my panic attacks are all so many different little symptoms. And she said that it's come to the point where I've got a raised awareness of everything that happens inside my body. Like, I'm always looking for something to cling on to, like a dry throat or a sore stomach or, you know, ache, any sort of ache, and I instantly think, oh God, I'm going to be sick. And she said, I've just let that happen. And it's true, I have. I need to try and work on it, and I'm now going to be taking these classes every Thursday afternoon, for 2 hours at my local hospital. And I think it's just going to be talks about different things. The idea of meeting new people is quite scary to me because I'm quite a shy person anyway. But she assured me it's more of a just listening thing, so I hope I won't have to say anything. Because it seems like there'll be a lot of people there. And basically, they're just different modules, and you have to do workbooks on them. And I'm interested to see where it goes. Obviously, this is all free on the NHS. So, I mean, if I find it's not helpful, I will probably look into paying someone. Because I think what I really want to do is just talk, you know, talk to someone about all my feelings inside, and so just try and get people to understand how I feel. That's what I really want. So I hope I'll be able to do that eventually. I've been under a lot of stress lately with uni work and stuff like that. So I finally handed in some work, so a bit of stress is off my shoulders now. But currently, as I speak, I've had really bad stomach pains all morning. I do suffer from IBS, which means you get a stomach pain quite frequently. But obviously, in my mind, it means I'm going to be sick and it's bad. And so I've had a pretty rough morning, really. I feel really weak and tired now. I'm scared if I eat anything, I'm going to be sick, even though that's probably not going to happen. And I'm going to the cinema later with my partner, so I'm quite nervous about that. So yeah, we'll see how that goes. I'm sure it'll be fine. See, that's the thing with me. Like, people say, do you avoid? She asked the woman, the therapist yesterday asked, do I avoid situations? I don't avoid situations because of my anxiety. I still go to these situations. I just feel terrible when I'm there. So the idea of if you keep going to these things, eventually the anxiety will wear off is not true for me. Which means I need to reprogram my mind completely. So yeah, that was my therapy session, and a very quick talk about my panic attacks and how stupid they are. It's strange. I mean, all these things are blended so well together. I can't even tell what a panic attack is now. It may sound crazy because you're probably thinking, "Oh God, it's obvious when you have a panic attack, you feel terrible." But no, I have all these different supposed problems with me and all these different symptoms. I just don't know what's what anymore. It's insane. And I think to myself, if I actually do get ill, I won't know because I feel like this all the time anyway. It's just a weird situation to be in. And I just, I wish people I could just reprogram my mind instantly. And I know it's going to be a lot of work, but I am going to really focus on these group therapy sessions. Well, not group therapy sessions, but these talks. See if I can better understand my mind. Because that's another thing she said. She said, I have to accept anxiety and just welcome it as a friend. Don't be scared of it. Which is easier said than done, but I'm going to try my best, so we shall see what happens there. Once again, thank you for listening. I hope I haven't bored you. These recordings are more a way of me to express how I feel inside and just, open up. And if you have your own stories or you want to get in contact with me, you can email me at. Well, actually, if you go to the Podomatic page, just search panic and hope, and put Podomatic at the end. Or just put obviously Panic and Hope into iTunes and just leave a review and say your comments or find my email address on the Podomatic website because I'd really like to hear from people in the same situations as me because I feel now a better way of getting your feelings out is to talk to other people who understand how you feel. And I think that's important. The next episode I'm going to talk about relationships and how trying to explain to your partner that you fear nothing is hard and how they may not understand. I think that's quite an important topic to cover. It's been a big effect on me recently, my partner not really understanding where I'm coming from, my panic attacks. I've been with her for 3 years and I only opened up to her about it really about 2 years ago, well, a year ago. And it's very, like, I don't know if you've had the same issues as me, but you get people, they just go, oh, like you say, like, I think I'm going to be sick. And they'll just say, oh, just stop thinking about them. You're not going to be sick. If only it was that easy. Oh, life would be so much better if it was that easy, wouldn't it? But I know that it's going to be a long struggle to finally get over these completely. I know it'll probably be with me the rest of my life. I just hope I can, be in control again. I was in control, but over the past few months, it's just, it's going to be out of control now. I really need to, get back in control of my life. So yeah, I will on my next episode I'll talk about my adventure at the cinema. I'll tell you how that went. So yeah, thank you for listening, and don't forget you can obviously subscribe to this or leave a review to so I can see it and with your comments and what you want me to talk about and stuff. Thank you for listening, and I will talk to you soon. Bye bye.